Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are here in the beautiful city of San Antonio, standing in front of the Tower of the Americas, and this week we're talking all about the future of transportation. Alongside me is my dear friend Marina Gavito, who is on the board of VIA. And so Bloomberg recently ranked New York City as the number one city, beating out San Francisco for all things tech. A big part of that was due to New York City's plentiful transportation options, and they had six different criterias, one being mobility. One of the primary reasons Amazon made its decision for its next tech hub was around a city that was centered for an easy commute for all of their employees. This is also happening all over the startups as well, with startups like Lime, who has the scooters and the bikes, have raising over $765 million, and then Bird raising over $415 million. So Marina, being that you are so close to the center of this, can you tell us a little bit about what San Antonio is doing as it relates to the future of transportation?
Sure, absolutely. So San Antonio is one of the fastest growing cities in the nation. We're set to gain 1.1 million residents by 2040. So to put that in context, that's gaining a whole city of Austin in San Antonio by 2040. So in regards to transportation, winter is coming and we're trying to solve for it fast. One of the things that we've been seeing across the U.S. is that voters are still voting down rail propositions because they're expensive, they're set infrastructure. And so one of the things that we're doing at VIA is bus rapid transit. And what bus rapid transit, or BRT, is, it kind of takes away some of the great things about rail that customers have to prepay before boarding, because that obviously takes time, but also that they would have dedicated lanes. We're still working on the dedicated lanes part. That's hard because you have to work with federal government and everything else. But what we are seeing is that we have our primo routes and our buses are able to talk to the stoplights so that they're never waiting at a red light. So that's definitely a step in the right direction, but we have a lot more to do. Also though, too, this is Texas and people love their trucks and their cars. So what we're seeing is very much a mindset shift so that people are open to public transportation. And one of the exciting things that VIA has done recently is that we have our Codeathon. And basically we just call for local developers to help us come solve some public transportation problems. And they're very open to that. We've actually gotten a lot of creative solutions just by engaging the public and helping us solve our community's problems. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So it sounds like leveraging a frictionless, seamless experience while also using technology in new and exciting ways, mm-hmm. and taking advantage of the talent and mindset of this beautiful city with all these great people. So I'm super excited to hear more about what Marina has to say. Please click the link below to read the whole Q&A and learn more about how San Antonio is on the forefront of the future of transportation. Until next week.
Bye.